If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
The Zone is presented by Guaranteed Foods, delivering all-natural food to Midwestern families since 1958. Enjoy healthier food, more free time, free delivery, and better value. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com.
All right, continuing right here on this Friday edition of The Zone, Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels, and of course, Mick Schaefer hanging out with us on this Monday, 1 o'clock hour. He is presented by Empower Payments, boosting your business and charity with every transaction. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. KSHB 41 Sports Director, Mick Schaefer. Mick, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Saw you yesterday.
Thanks for being
today.
That's right. Yeah, this is back-to-back days that I've seen you.
Back-to-back. What, just informing the Kansas City sporting public on what's going on with the sports ball world.
That's right. Cool. Yeah, we did.
Somebody's going to do it.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about football guys.
Yeah,
and then we did some kickball football guys that we talked about a little bit too. So yeah, we are just trying to opinion shapers on the sports thingies in town. The old stick and ball. The old oblong-shaped leather football.
That's it. We're sticking ball guys.
Yeah, that's right.
We're sticking ball guys.
Yeah. Sterling apparently wants to. He thinks better with his bat. Mm-hmm. He's Daniel Caffey over here. So, do you think better with a bat in your hands, there, Sterling?
Just my wood.
Okay. Does that make you think better? That seems like you're using the wrong brain. Typically, that's what gets you in trouble through most of your life.
We've gone from zero marks to three in 5 minutes. Thank you, guys.
Well, will we even air them on the cuts? Because we didn't have cuts last week. Have you told
you
told your boss yet?
What happened?
We didn't do cuts last. Well, we wanted to save them for you.
Good. No, that's fine. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's
I didn't want to miss
fault.
Out.
I didn't, like, do an airline. I didn't flag in a 737 to
No, I told Dylan. I go, Dylan, let me know when you want cuts. And he goes, yeah, I'll let you know. I'll give you a signal. And I'm looking at Dylan the whole time, never once see a signal. And he goes, 3 minutes. And I'm like, all right, so I guess 3 minutes till cuts. It's my
you know, you've got a clock, right?
Yeah. Do you think I look at clocks?
It's at 1:52, 3 minutes. Oh, we're gonna do cuts at 1:55. That's cool.
The playout music. He started playing out, and he's like, 10 seconds. And Sterling's like, you know what that music means, right? I'm like, end of the
that
show?
Means, yeah.
He goes, time for cuts. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's not time for cuts.
I was listening off and on Friday. I missed that part.
Yeah,
and,
great.
And that should be part of the cuts on Friday, coming up this Friday. So, yeah.
Yes, it will be.
I thought Petra would have liked us going into his show with our cuts. I thought that would have been a good...
Yeah. Take up good. The first segment for sure.
Yeah, why
and,
not?
That gives him less work. I mean, come on.
I can't remember if there were zero signals or like four or five. Like thumbs up, wave.
It was either.
Point.
I'm trying to rack my brain. There was either
that.
Zero
okay, roll back
or eight.
Roll back the tape. I did not. I saw the
check
thumbs
tape.
Up.
Video check tape.
Check tape. I saw the thumbs up, and I thought he was just saying good job. And I was like, thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it, man. Good job to you, too. You're doing a fine job.
Listen,
back there.
This was all Dylan's fault because he didn't explain to Sterling that the stuff that goes in the show.
You guys don't. So we don't leave here at 2 o'clock on Friday and then go listen to the cuts with just
I'll
us?
I'll wear this one.
No, don't, you don't have to wear this
more
one.
More specific.
He's the host.
I should have given five thumbs ups.
Not four.
Point.
I wanted heard the show before, though.
I have,
right?
Yes. Okay, but since I have started, I've actually never done cuts. We've never done cuts.
Wow.
Since I've been here. So, pardon me.
You haven't been on Friday for cuts?
No, I've never once. Even when you and I did it at the Ghillie Suit show.
Sure, yeah.
We still see
no cuts.
That was awesome.
No cuts that day. Okay.
That was awesome. That was a
blast. We're going to make up for it on Friday. We're going to do an hour of cuts starting at 1 o'clock on Friday. We won't need to talk about anything that would happen the night before. Nothing's going on the night before. our show Friday, there's nothing happening the night before. The Royals play a day game. That's already going to be well-exhausted conversation about that, and nothing's going on that night.
I was baffled by the Royals playing a day game. I'm like, what? Why are they playing 12-10 in Detroit? Oh, in Detroit. Yep. That's why.
They're heading up there for the draft. They want to be done by the time the draft gets going on. They're there Thursday night. They're
flying. Clear out all those people from the downtown area.
Flying directly in on Thursday after the game against the Blue Jays. Boom. Let's get to Detroit. Let's get to the draft and hang out. And you know what? Brett Veach can have Bobby Witt go out and announce. Why not? What's Bobby Witt doing that night? He can go out and announce the draft pick.
And I think it's outside again, right? Is it at Hyde Park? Is that what it's called there?
I'm not sure,
some sort of park. Hart Park, I think.
Hart Park. I thought it was like a hard part. Like,
yeah.
Like
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like, but hopefully it's nice like it was here last year.
Okay. All right. Our little draft I mean, I hope so. It would suck that if the weather was terrible and it was outside.
It would be fun for Kansas Cityans to go to watch a Royals game in Detroit and then catch the Chiefs draft in the next
Walk
superstar.
On over.
I was looking it up right now because I didn't even think of the potential options. 11-hour drive, little too steep for your boy. I was thinking of a little late addition
to Detroit.
Yeah, 11 hours and 6 minutes.
You really feel once you get past 8 hours, you really feel it.
Eight hours. It's the Louisville.
Yeah,
Jason knows this very well.
Yep. I mean, Kansas City is 8 hours away from like 50 different.
Yeah, it's a lot of places
cities.
That are 8 hours away. You're right about that.
Chicago, Louisville,
the Dallas, the Minneapolis, Nashville.
Jalen Thompson did a story in the Kansas City Star where he asked different Royals about who they want to draft. So you've got like guys that are Bears fans, and Pasquantino's a Jets fan, and Bobby Witt said Xavier Worthy for the Chiefs.
Okay.
So there you go. So Bobby Witt is on record saying Chiefs get Xavier Worthy, and he'll be there. I'm telling you, if the card is Xavier Worthy, it should be Bobby Witt introducing it and not Roger Goodell.
Right. Where did Worthy go to high school? Was it somewhere maybe around where Bobby went?
No, he said so Bobby said that he grew up, I think his comment was rooting for Oklahoma.
He did. Well, his dad played at OU.
Yeah, so that's what it was.
His brother-in-law was a quarterback at OU.
Yeah, so he said by rooting for Oklahoma, I have a pretty good understanding of the guys at Texas. And so he said Xavier Worthy is a guy that would fit well with Hollywood Brown. Okay. There you go. Bobby, weighing in.
The fastest guy in baseball has to endorse the fastest guy in
speed.
The draft.
That's what speed do.
I like that.
You know what speed doesn't do? Get thrown out at third with one out because there wasn't that speed on Saturday night. But why are you going to bring up old stuff? I'm talking about Isbell. So, again, it's hard for me to get over. It's a tough one to get past.
But good thing he gets on base all the time.
Yeah, he got walked four straight pitches on none that were really close, so he didn't have to do anything, and then he got thrown out at third. So,
I mean, if you're going to gamble there, you gamble with one out.
Yeah, but the ball's right in front of you. I mean, but do you really need to gamble when you when you're down by three and you got Witt, Vinny, and Salvi coming up after you? It's probably not the smartest move. Yeah. But he does make up for it by getting on base all the time. So he's always out there to get his base running figured out. He's there all the time. On base, roughly 2 out of every 10 times he goes to the plate, he gets on base, which there are worse things to have happen. It could be 0 out of 10. It could be 1 out of 10. It just happens to be 2 out of every 10 times he gets on base right now. So, you know, why are we only focusing on the negative stuff? I think that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Well, I would focus, too, on the 7-run inning on Saturday if we're going to focus on stuff.
It could have been more if it wasn't for Isbell getting thrown out at third. But whatever. They don't need that out. It's not a big deal.
No, the 7-run inning that they gave up.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's not what lost them the game, Isbell getting
it's
thrown
okay.
at third.
Gotcha.
No. They totally win the game. Yes, I get it. All right. I understand there's one particular thing I'm hung up on, and it shouldn't really be that, considering your ace gave up 7 in the second inning.
Mick, you might need this bat to protect yourself from Jason's anger right now.
No, I'm a pacifist. We're fine. We only double up on Josh with Matt Derrick and I when we did that. When we were arguing over how things work.
Velasquez had a couple big at-bats.
He
didn't
did.
Come through the last couple days, too.
Yep.
There's
yep,
that.
Yeah, swinging and missing.
I'm just in the Kyle Isbell defensive club. I'll defend him.
No, that's fine. People can defend him. They can. I don't. People have the right to be wrong.
Thanks.
It's fine. You have the right. My son is on this kick to where he wants to point out that it's just your opinion. Like, we were talking about, so we're looking at cars.
Does he even do that with, like, facts, right?
No, but like, no, that's he's not in that position
yet.
Chiefs
won the last two Super Bowls. Well, that's just your opinion.
Yeah. No, it's like we're car shopping right now, and so my wife saw this like green car that like sort of looks black, but when then you get closer and the certain sunlight looks green, and she's like, I really like that. I'm like, it was awful. It was awful. And my son goes, that's just your opinion. Yeah, I know.
Is he the Big Lebowski? Is he the dude?
Well, that's just like your opinion, man. Like, well, that's your opinion. I know. I didn't say it was a fact that it wasn't any. I'm just
saying. Why didn't you say that to mom when she said she liked it?
It's her opinion, too. Also, it's your opinion that it's my opinion. Oh, wait. No, that's a fact. Never mind.
Does he hate fact or fiction on this show?
He doesn't listen. He's in school, typically, at the time. So.
Oh. He would listen or lose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. He chooses sports over leisure.
This is a podcast. He can go back and listen.
He listens to the cuts all the time. That's the one thing. He
not last week, buddy.
He was disappointed on Friday. He had the day off, and he's like, hell yeah, I can listen to the cuts. And then he was listening. I was out doing some yard work.
You'd
maybe.
Cry.
I wasn't doing yard work. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing anything. And he was like, Daddy, there were no cuts today. I'm like, look, son. We all can't have great days.
Dylan's fault anyway.
Yeah, like, Dylan said it's his fault, but I think it was Sterling's.
I said, listen,
it sure as hell wasn't Mix.
I said, listen, son, you had the day off today, okay? You don't have to have everything go your way, and Dylan probably messed it up. So let's just think about the people who already feel bad enough.
Fact.
You don't, so, son, you don't think Dylan
feels... your opinion, man.
You don't think Dylan feels bad enough? I mean, yeah, but I like the cuts. Yeah, that's your opinion, okay? That's fine. Okay, it's not held by Dylan. He messed it up on purpose.
He texted me at 11 o'clock. Dylan did, not your son. And Dylan felt so bad at 11 p.m.
Thank you for the clarification. Yeah. That would have been
11 p.m., Dylan texts me and goes, dude, I'm so sorry, bro. I can't believe I didn't give you a signal, any type of warning. It was crazy.
He texted you at 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
You know we can prove this, right?
I deleted that text.
Well, did you, Dylan?
Nope.
There's an app, I believe, that I could get into.
And there's phone records and, you know, reality.
Yeah, there's like what. Here's the thing. One thing I've learned about watching Dateline, you delete the text, it's gone. Nobody can find it anywhere.
I heard that with credit cards. You max one out, you cut it, and then throw it into the water.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Good luck.
It's gone forever.
They can't hunt you down.
No, they have no idea. You don't have the card anymore. That's how they track you.
Sorry.
That little chip in the card.
You can go get another one and then max that one out as well. So you can just keep... racking it
never,
up. Keep
never
more
thought
and
about
more.
That. How often
Not
do you need good credit,
advice.
Though?
Right.
But how often do you need good
never.
Credit?
Never.
Car shopping, that's about it.
Yeah, but very rare, though. Are you? I mean, car shopping and house shopping. Other than that, do
and
you really need
you don't even need credit
right?
for car shopping.
So. I mean, come on. If I pay cash, I don't need credit. I show up with cash right there. They don't need to check my credit score.
You doing that, Jason?
No. That is a negative, Ghost Rider.
Hey, get like a...
budget is full.
One of those briefcases. And just put like 10% down in the briefcase. And then also have your card in there, of course. So you only have like...
Oh, okay, 10%.
You know, like 10% of the car and you put it in the briefcase.
Because
it's going to be very funny when they open it up and it's just like a slight corner of the briefcase.
If I'm putting 10% down, I'm looking for more than a $5,000 car. So that's unfortunate. You have 10%? Roughly over the 72 months, I'll get past 10%. You got a 96-month one? 108? Looking for 108-month. My financial advisor says stretch it out as long as you can. He says just stretch it out. You can always pay more on it there, which I told him. Yeah, I could.
Get your house and your car on a 30-year note.
I could have always paid more on my student loan, too. But, you know, 25 years later, still paying on that. What's the minimum per month? Okay, cool. I'll just go ahead and pay that. Waiting for them to write that off there. Let's go ahead and get on that, people. All right, Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. I want to play this clip. It's from Tyreek Hill from the weekend. This is from Mick Schaefer pointed this out because it's one of his favorite podcasts. It was the $1 million worth of game podcast.
It's in my rotation.
It's Mick Schaefer heard this with Tyreek Hill. The video is really cool because they're like sitting around in lawn chairs, like outside in like a park. So it's two guys and then they're interviewing Tyreek Hill and they're like 15 feet apart from each other. So it's like two guys sitting in chairs just hanging out.
During COVID times?
I was going to say it feels like there's social distance. It's like we're driveway tailgating here during COVID, just hanging out, families 10 feet apart, just grouped together. But here's Tyreek Hill. And the question was sort of about him being a stud player, but still, you know, having his feet held to the fire when mistakes are happening. or happen by like coaches and things like that.
From the meeting room with the coaches calling you out in front of other guys, because a lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
you ever, had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You
what
know what
happened?
I'm saying? Like, the play against Snead, the play, the Chiefs, everybody see the play against the Chiefs? One coming to the floor, he called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. It's, man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a mother not hold me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he not saying nothing, like, the other guys in the locker room, they're going to look at it as, oh, if Reek can do it, I can do it. And that's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better, bro. You know what I'm saying? Baby brother Waddle, I got him up under my wing trying to teach him.
I do want to know when that took place. Like, when Mike McDaniel said, you bleeping suck. You're supposed to be
not Mike McDaniel. I'm guessing it's a receiver's coach,
It must be. I don't know.
I've seen enough those hard knocks where it's ruthless in there. It is to the point. But it doesn't matter who you are.
Was that play in the first half or the second half?
I think it was second half.
See, I thought it was second half, too. So it's like people are going, well, that must have been halftime of that game.
They were not looking at film at halftime. Give me a break. Does anybody know anything about football?
I'm like, God. I'm pretty sure it was that. But was it during an exit interview?
Because the season was over. You got the iPad, but
the surface is on the surface in the game.
But the
season was over.
It's a 10-minute halftime.
But also, like, the season was over then in that game. So, like, when did they get together
that
in, like, the film room? And he slammed me to Cancun is something else that Tyreek Hill had said, you know, after the season. But you remember that play when he slammed me to the flow? When Snead slammed me to the flow? Like, everybody saw that play. You've seen that. Everybody's seen the play where I got my ass kicked and slammed to the floor by Legarius.
I mean, look, maybe they finish up the week like they would after every game, even though it's the end of the season and all that. Maybe they've had film sessions, you know, in March or whatever.
Yeah. Exit meeting, maybe.
Yeah, that's something like that. Was it an exit meeting or something? Like, what do we pay you for? This happening to you with Legarius Need? What do we pay you for? And he could say, I was actually the only guy that really showed up in that game. So just what do you pay me for is to be the best player on the field for our team, and I was the main guy there, and I was also going up against one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and I was the only guy that showed up in that game.
Imagine Mike McDaniel just coming to him with those capris on, the glasses, just, man, you bleeping suck.
Like, what do we pay you for?
And just Mike McDaniels with those, I could not take that guy seriously. Like, I don't know how you see those pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You see the glasses.
They look comfortable. Those pants look really comfortable.
The joggers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's...
I mean, here's the thing.
Wild.
What's a more comfortable coaching style?
Well, a robe is comfortable, too, Jason. You're going to see me rocking down the sideline.
Well, I'm not saying you should do that. But, I mean, that's certainly one extreme, certainly.
Belichick. Whatever he was wearing, that has to be the most comfortable. Yeah.
Match your environment.
But, like, coaches in basketball wear, like, the suit. And the sport, like, that is incredibly uncomfortable.
That's more and more. It's
wearing,
kind of
going like, on. A tie. But, no, it's just so
it's
dumb.
It's great because you know how pissed off the coach is. That's the key. You can throw the tie, then it's the jacket, then it's unbuttoning the...
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
And by the time he's done, then he's only wearing a robe?
It's a classic
he's
look,
so
Jason.
Mad at the officials. Look at him. He's now down to his boxers. That's how mad he is.
I feel like football gets it right. Baseball gets it way wrong the other way. Like, you don't have to look like the players, okay? You have to wear a uniform, right?
I think it should be more like baseball.
I think the
head coach should be dressed up as the... I think Andy Reid should be walking around in his full Reid punt pass in kick. And then I think Bill Self should be wearing the Jayhawks jersey. The full-on basketball shorts and jersey.
Imagine
without
Bruce,
a shirt underneath.
Bruce Pearl in a basketball uniform right
yes,
now.
Yes, I can. Bruce Pearl is totally
Bruce
rocking the 1980s length shorts, too. Guaranteed.
He would absolutely love it.
Is Bill Self rocking the 03 like TJ Ford length shorts, or is he going Magic Johnson with it?
No, I think he's got some shorts down to close to the knee.
Yeah, I think he seems more of a TJ Ford.
But wouldn't
style.
They just have to be in the jumpsuits, though, because they're on the bench, they could just wear them.
Nope. You gotta be wearing what the players are wearing out there, so you don't get your warm ups. You don't have to have the tearaway pants or anything like
then
that.
Then to Sterling's point, as he gets up more upset, he can flip off, yeah, you know, the button pants.
And that's a great point. Yeah, toss trainers. The warm up thing.
Even better, the shooting
really
sleeve.
Mad.
The shooting sleeve on the coach's arm, and if you're real mad, you rip that one off.
You have to dress up as if you were playing. So like Bill Self would have like the knee pads. And, you know, he'd have, like, the high ankle braces that go really high just in case, you know. He's got that going. Yeah, absolutely. Andy Reid, full-on, you know, pads and helmet, you know, and he can, you know, talk into the it'd be great. That's what they should do. I don't see the baseball managers with, like, coats on or anything. You know, they're not dressed like the pitchers with only one arm there. They're dressed like the rest of the players. You know, they've got the full-on uniform. Why are they the only ones required to wear a uniform? Why should Bill Self be allowed to wear, you know, a tracksuit, his athleisure?
Why are basketball players the only ones that have, like, warm-ups over their uniform? They're indoors.
Yeah, right.
Football doesn't have warm-ups. Yeah. I mean, if it's really cold, you have a coat on.
Yeah,
baseball, if it's cold, you got a jacket. But otherwise, you have your uniform on the bench. You have your uniform out in the field to play.
Right.
In basketball, like, well, you got to be dressed differently on the bench.
Yeah, like,
which sucked. I hated it, right, whenever, you know, wasn't playing. I always made sure, like, man, I'm going to throw this up. It looks like I've been in the game.
Looks like I've been in the game.
Looks like
that's
I've
right.
been in the game.
You're wearing your warm-ups, and it's like, that guy doesn't.
He has
doesn't,
not played. I can tell.
Does not. How do you know he hasn't played? He's got his warm-up on still.
It's that season again, by the way, with the NBA playoffs. You'll see when they shake hands, there'll be some gentlemen with their warm-ups off that have never seen a minute of action.
Oh, the NBA playoffs to where, you know, the benches are way more into it now. And so now you see the guys at the end of the bench still wearing their warm-ups that are up jumping, you know, tapping the head, you know, fadeaway shot, crossing guys over when their team makes a bucket. Like, you see a lot more of that now that the playoffs are here.
It's great. You go back to college. Who was the team back in college basketball that had the whole entire – Dylan, you probably know this.
I don't remember, but I
want
to
say it was
about.
Like when they had the celebrations.
It wasn't Duquesne.
It was like Wagner or something like that.
It wasn't Wagner, but it was
smaller
something
school.
Like this, a smaller school.
Monmouth or something like
Monmouth.
That.
It was Monmouth.
Yeah.
Nails. Yeah.
Got it there. I mean, nice job. What do we say? Not Duquesne, not Wagner, Monmouth.
Had to be Monmouth.
Those are the three, right?
Things down. I always get them confused.
It's like, okay, which was that smaller school? Was it Duquesne, Wagner, or Monmouth?
I think I only know where one of them is located. Duquesne's in Pittsburgh.
Nothing
I don't know the other two.
Nothing beats the gargoyle celebration where you get on your chair and then you perch like a gargoyle. The Lakers used to do that when they had Robert Sacra. Remember him? With like Ryan Kelly, those horrible Lakers teams. They had some good bench mobs back then.
Nice. Yeah. Love it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We got Learn Funniest Best coming up on the other side of the break. More Zone next. All right, hanging out right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB on this Monday edition of the show. Breaking news in the NFL. Breaking news in the NFL. Another quarterback on the move. This coming from Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet. Zach Wilson of the New York Jets is being traded to an organization that is looking for a quarterback with the last name of Wilson. The Denver Broncos are trading for Zach Wilson. This one's going to work. This Wilson will work just fine. Russell didn't work out. Zach will. So Zach Wilson is now a Denver Bronco.
Who's left? Are there other Wilsons out there? Quarterback Wilsons?
I don't know.
There's a Denver's... Luke Wilson with two L's that used to be a tight end. I don't know if he's around anymore.
But I don't think quarterback. I think Denver is cornering the market on Wilsons. Next year they'll have a different Wilson quarterback. There's got to be a Wilson somewhere that can throw a football.
Wilson.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he had a volleyball.
He had a volleyball. That's right. Zach Wilson is now a Denver Bronco. No longer a New York Jet. So there you go.
Do you know his middle name? His middle name's Capone.
Ari?
Which I
Zachary?
Zachary Capone Wilson.
Capone.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Wonder what he's named after.
Jason Capone, probably.
I was waiting for somebody to say Jason Capone. Well done. Nice grab. All right. So let's do Learn Funniest Best here on Sports Radio 810 WHB on this Monday. I learned a couple things. One, what I learned is that when you're in the market for a car, and there's like a couple of different specific cars you're looking at or types, you notice like every car on the road. Yeah. Like almost every car on the road you're looking at, like, oh, what's that car? This car over there. What's that car over there? What's that car? That car. Oh, what type of car is that? What car is that? It's amazing. Like the last week, every time we're on the road driving, it's like, oh, look at that car over there. What about, do you like that color? What about that guy? No, that's the green color. I told you I didn't like it. Well, that's just your opinion. Shut up, son. We've already established this, damn it. So I learned that. And then I also learned there's a specific Twitter account that is called Jose Canseco Uses Punctuation. And the entire Twitter account is responding to Jose Canseco tweets, adding correct punctuation to it. That's all it is. It puts commas. It puts, you know, that's periods, awesome. Exclamation points, capitalizing. Because if you've seen Canseco's Twitter account, it's just run-on sentences. It's just words grouped together with no commas or punctuation whatsoever. And so every single tweet, this Twitter account replies with correct punctuation. It's called Jose Canseco Uses Punctuation. So I learned that over the weekend, and I really enjoyed just going back and looking through some of the and there are some where you add punctuation and you're like, still didn't make sense. Still didn't make sense. All right, Sterling, what'd you learn?
I learned that laser tag is actually more fun at our age than when you were younger. I was surprised. My fiance and a little joint 30th birthday party between me and one of my really close friends.
Was this
in
on Saturday?
It was on Saturday.
I see what you did there.
Saturday morning. It was electric. It was fun. So we did some laser tag, and it gets intense.
Yes.
Like, you get real intense. They say no running, but they allowed us to run, and there was nine of us. And
so I guess there is running then.
Yeah, we were really getting after. There was some body rolls going on in there. I'm not trying to get hit, so
everybody's making acting like they're a Green Beret.
Yeah, it was
they've actually served and you know, is a combat veteran.
We're calling out words like, you get that alley. Get that alley.
Watch your six. There's a poke over there. Cover me. Hey, doing that, the hand said, I don't know what that means, but just go over there, okay? Just go over there. Cover me.
I understood that reference.
Cover fire. Cover fire.
It's always sunny, yeah.
Yes, just go over there. What'd you learn, Mick?
There's a guy named David Pecker who's testifying in Trump's trial. So just to be clear, in Trump's hush money trial involving porn star Stormy Daniels, there's a guy named David Pecker who's like one of the big witnesses.
Okay.
That's all. I learned it.
That is something to learn, you know? There are many different flavors to learn over the weekend. People learn a lot of different things. And I learned that, too.
Know where you're going. You said flavors.
Yes, I don't know. I'm not sure. Dylan, what'd you learn?
Switching gears here.
Okay. Why?
I learned that Cam Boozer, he's a Red Sox pitcher. He tore his UCL, had shoulder surgery, and also broke his back after being hit by a car. He actually quit baseball to become a carpenter. And at 31 years old, realized he could pitch. The Red Sox called him up this weekend to pitch.
No kidding.
It was awesome. A great video of him kind of getting emotional on the bench as well, like after his outing. It was cool.
It's amazing.
Cool story.
How do you sort of figure out you're a carpenter? How do you figure out because it's one thing for like the Disney movie that was based on real life where the guy was a high school coach and it's like, hey, coach, you want to pitch to us?
Rookie of the year?
Yeah. No, that was just the rookie. Rookie of the year was Henry Rodengarner. Also a true story. Also based on a true story.
Got my rookie of the year mixed up.
That's all good. Yeah, I do that all the time. So, like, how do you figure out that you can still pitch if you're like a carpenter? Like, are you just in a fast pitch league with your friends?
Playing
like your buddies?
Catch for this kid and just burned one right down the middle.
Dad, throw it hard. And it goes right through his glove like Salvi's mitt the other day. let's go with the funniest. We start with you, Sterling.
We were just telling stories at dinner the other night about my uncle. He was mentally handicapped and he was in a group home. And there was he kept saying, come on, Red. Come on, Red. And we were trying to get down to why he kept saying, come on, Red.
Roulette.
And let me get to the funny part. Yeah.
Turn my mic off.
So the group home, we're like, so what happens? Well, you get in a van and then they say, move over. And then you get to this place, kind of looks like a boat. And there's all these flashing lights and cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And then you get there and you yell, come on, Red. Come on, Red. Well, apparently the leader of the group home was taking some of their money and going and taking all of them to the casino to gamble.
No way.
He was the one that busted them by eventually just kept saying, come on, Red. And we're like, what do you mean, come on, Red? And it was, the roulettes. So,
wow.
I thought that was
so. His scheme was blown up by screen by yeah. putting it on red every time.
That was. So what do you mean? All the likes and the cha-ching looks like a boat and just come on red. So I thought that was that was pretty funny.
It's interesting. Yeah, I'm glad they found him. They figured that.
It was about 10 years ago now, but we were reminiscing. We thought it was very funny.
That's awesome. Mick, funniest for you from the weekend?
So Aaron Boone got ejected this weekend.
I didn't see that.
Oh wow, it's the funniest thing. It was the first inning of the game against the A's, and he was standing there just kind of like chewing his nails, looking out in the field, and all of a sudden the ump tossed him. And he looks immediately, me, what? And looking at his hitting coach. Hitting coach starts pointing up at this guy in a blue shirt in the front row. It was a fan whole time. And, of course, umps can't change their mind
once you're
ever,
thrown out,
right?
You're thrown
even
out.
When they realize they're wrong.
Yeah.
And so Boone proceeds to lose it for about a minute and a half on the field. Just reading this guy the right act, and he wouldn't change his mind, of course, and so he really earned the ejection at that point. You got to see it's so funny, just sitting there, and he goes, wait, what, me? It's the first inning. And the other umpires wouldn't, I mean, you don't get together and talk over call at all. What'd you see? There's this guy in blue just kind of sitting there because he's responsible for getting, he's a Yankees fan, getting Aaron Boone ejected from a game.
Well, and once you throw somebody out, there is no, it's in the rule book.
Once you make up your mind, you can't change it.
Yeah, once you point, there's no going back on that.
Well,
I mean, it's done.
Their ass is in the jackpot.
That's right.
Our ass is in the jackpot. Dylan, your funniest from the weekend?
My funniest is Jasmine Koo. She hit a shot in the LPGA.
That was great.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Good.
Off the Chevron waterboard sign on the middle of like the lake or pond they have, and went on the fringe green. So I didn't know you could do that. I thought the John Rahm shot was like the coolest one.
So it's the 18th.
It's supposed to go in the water.
So it's the 18th. Yeah. She's fighting for low amateur. She's up by one stroke as low amateur. She's trying to get there in two, so she pulls out, I think, a 3-wood or whatever.
Probably something like that.
And she said she chunked it because it was above my feet. And as soon as she hit it, she's like, that's in the water. And it's heading towards there, and there's the advertising board.
Right in the middle of the advertising board. Pond, right. Yeah.
Pong lands and bounces over on the green. She birdies and gets low amateur.
No way.
Birdies
that
and gets
awesome.
Low amateur.
Great story for her. Not so much for her competitor.
Yes,
no.
I know.
No.
She tried to get there in two, and it bounced right over the Chevron side. It was awesome, man. So congratulations
it's
to
like
her.
It's like Shooter McGavin, like the 9-iron now. Oh, you're fired. the competitor to her caddy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hit it off the Chevron sign.
You know, why didn't you tell me that? I would have done that. We laid up. Huh? Everybody here to watch the little way. And you lay up.
The Happy nice Gilmore. Job.
Exactly.
Just two putt around there, and finish tomorrow. No, I think I'll beat him now.
Yeah.
And then it proceeds to go with
that. And we all know if the scaffolding falls on the green, you cannot pick it up.
No, I had to hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot.
Yeah.
My funniest from the weekend.
Both are not real rules, by the way.
Nope. My funniest from the weekend changed this morning when I saw this on Twitter. I had a previous funniest with the UCLA women's soccer team doing TikTok videos, training in the training room, and training to be a Division I male athlete, in terms of like how male athletes act and what they say. So like taking like the bands and holding them together and sort of like you stretch them out to work out your back and going, where's my hug? Where's my hug? And then holding like a weight with your left hand and then holding another hand with a weight in your right hand and go, do you need a ride? Come on over. You need a ride? And then sort of shrugging, going, I didn't know she was going to be here today. I didn't know she was going to be at the party. She's on the cheerleading team. Of course we're friends. She's on the... So that was pretty good. But my funniest ended up being Jameis Winston out fishing over the weekend.
This is a redfin herring I'm holding right now. And as you know, he's wobbling. Wobble with me. Isn't able to talk because he is an amphibian. Is he an amphibian? No, he's a fish. I'm sorry.
Sorry, redfin. How are you?
If you've seen SpongeBob, you see a lot of redfin herrings, but you don't see them get caught a lot. Redfin herring. Redfin.
Threadfin
herring. Not redfin. A threadfin. If you look at the fins, you can see a slight thread coming off right here. to explain the significance of thread fins. I just literally made that up.
Literally, there was like a little bit coming off of the fin. I thought maybe that was true. I'm like, okay, but he did call it a redfin herring. Also said the fish was an amphibian. I'm lying. It's a fish. Yes, it's a fish. But also he was like, wobble baby, wobble baby. So the fish is in his hand squirming, trying to get out. Wobble baby, wobble baby. Jameis, man, he is. Never change.
Or leave
the NFL. Yeah, so he's out fishing over the weekend. We go to the best from the weekend. Best, we start with you, Mick.
One of the best track meets in the country for high schoolers and collegians is the KU Relays each and every year. They held that out there now. And so it is Rockchalk Park is one of the nicest tracks in the country. And it's like up there. It's the same material as Oregon, right, and all those famous tracks out west, and so you can run fast on it. And the boys, high school boys, mile, 18 guys broke 4:20, and it was just unreal.
On Saturday?
Yeah, and
so, makes sense.
Oh, shoot, I didn't even go for that.
I thought that's what you were going for.
No. Yeah. 18 guys broke 4:20 on 4:20. Yeah.
That's it? Only 18? Yeah.
But then also, winning shot put was a guy by the name of Jackson Cantwell. His dad was an Olympic shot putter at Mizzou. His mom was an Olympic shot putter. And he threw it 69 feet. Usually at a high school meet, high 40s, low 50s wins. Wow. 69 nice. Feet. He's also the...
More like Canwell, am I right?
He's also the number one offensive line recruit in the class of 2026 and the number two recruit overall. He's 6'8", 300 pounds.
Nice.
So he's got a lot going on for him.
Wow.
So, Mizzou,
a lot
too?
Lot of big time.
Yeah, I mean, Mizzou.
He's from Nixa.
There you
go. He's from Jason Bourne's hometown.
There you go.
Nixa, Missouri.
Oh, really? That's where Jason Bourne's from?
In the movie, yeah.
I did not know that. Wow, how about that? I do love the movie. I just never caught that reference. Matt Damon. What's the best for you, Dylan?
Best for me is Damian Lillard. He had a very good night last night. He was only down 33-35 in the first half to the entire Pacers team with 1 minute left in the entire first half. So that's how good his night was.
It's a surprising night that Halliburton only had 9 points. It was weird. My best from the weekend is, Jasmine Kuh. the Chevron Championship on the 18th hole.
It feels more like a best than a funniest, to be honest with you. No offense. Dylan, but it feels like more like a best.
A little behind inside baseball here. It was my best. I just read it wrong. So, the last one was actually my funniest.
Okay, so you just switched it up. That's all good.
There we go.
All good. Well, you would have beat me to it anyway, so we'd be combining the best there. Sterling, we wrap up with you. What was your best?
Again, not from the weekend, but it's just something I remember because you and I were talking, and I found this very funny. My dad has a Pete LeCocq jersey. And if you remember Pete LeCocq, Royals legend Pete LeCocq.
You know what that's Spanish for?
LeCocq.
Yep. Mm. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Royals jersey.
And so two little small tidbits about the Pete LeCocq jersey. One, Johnny Knoxville saw him wearing it one time and ran up to my dad and said, I have to get a picture with that. He had no idea there was an actual player named Pete LeCocq. He just thought my dad was wearing a LeCocq jersey and thought
also,
it was hilarious.
Also, his dad was just hanging out with Johnny Knoxville, but other than that.
And then the second one time we were at a Royals game and he was wearing the jersey and some guy came up to him and said, I used to love watching you play. The guy legitimately thought my dad was Pete LeCocq. He kind of looks like Pete LeCocq, but that also made us laugh because he just played it off. It's like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you. That means so much to me. You love watching me play. Why would he wear his own jersey and just sit on the third base dugout side, rocking it, just hanging out?
Yes. Like, let people know.
I thought it was funny, so.
You know, last year at the draft, Dwayne Bowe was walking around in the crowd wearing a Dwayne Bowe jersey. So, it's not that surprising. Like, we were leaving and walking away, and it was walking down the street, and people are, like, running up and getting autographs and pictures, and I'm like, who is that? And it's like, well, he's wearing a Dwayne Bowe jersey. I'm like, well, it can't.
Yeah,
that's Dwayne Bowe. Dwayne Bowe wearing a Dwayne Bowe jersey. It's just unbelievable.
It's like the dude that looked like Klay Thompson, and he would go around San Francisco dressing like Klay Thompson.
Cousin.
Is that
first cousin.
Really?
That looked like Klay Thompson?
Yes, that's Greg Gurley's first cousin. He's like a YouTuber.
That's hilarious. And so he would wear...
His name's...
Gray Thompson.
But he would wear the jersey in, like, the complete uniform, and people would, like, people take pictures with him in San. And you're like, why would Klay Thompson be out at the bars wearing his own jersey and headband?
It's like the dude in Texas that was walking around the mall that looked like Patrick Mahomes, but he was wearing a Chiefs shirt. It's like, you think Mahomes is rocking a random Chiefs t-shirt around a mall by himself? Like, just like,
guys, I can't believe we're forgetting Russ Wilson wearing his own Broncos jersey to the first training camp practice.
Mr. Unlimited.
So, I mean, that was all time.
Unlimited.
With the coolest truck I've ever seen in my life behind him, but you can't wear your own jersey to your first practice.
Dawson Gurley is his name. He goes by something else on YouTube, but yeah.
Gurley's was he the guy that snuck in and was doing shoot-arounds?
So, yeah,
yeah, that was really good.
Because they thought he was Klay Thompson?
Yeah, but
because he's tall like Gurley. He's probably about Klay Thompson's height.
And he wore the Klay Thompson uniform, and he was shooting around, and none of the people at security
stopped him.
Big Dawes,
I think they call him Big Dawes.
Yeah, it was great.
That's amazing. We'll take a timeout, come back, wrap up the show. Coming up next. All right, so we know that Taylor Swift dropped 31 songs on Friday in a double album.
I was paying attention to the 12 that Pearl Jam dropped Dark Matter,
that's
baby.
That's great. There's a lot of content going on. This is what would happen, though. We find out what would happen if you tried to play Taylor Swift at a Chiefs practice. This is Brett Veach on the Kevin Harvick podcast talking about Taylor Swift.
I remember the first game she attended was the Chicago Bears game, and I think right after that we have a couple of young assistants that play the music at practice, and they started off with one of our practices with a Taylor Swift song. And, like, Travis looked at Pat, and Pat kind of shook his head, and they just told him, like, no more of that. And so since that day, Taylor Swift has never been played at practice, and no one talks about it at all in our facility.
That's so fun.
I know. We looked at it. Yeah, you can go ahead and stop that. Hey, play a Taylor Swift to practice, all right? Cut that out. So no songs will be. So I'm not going to play Alchemy. It's about him.
It's about him.
Come on, cut the scrubs from the team.
That Thank You Kim song. That's not a real thank you to Kim.
It isn't.
Or Amy. But Kim's hidden in there.
I thought it was Becky with the good hair.
That's what it is.
Gotta be.